Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Dr. Kelly Werling. She's the Senior Director of Operations and the Director of Swine Health with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. And you've been reading a lot about different animal diseases impacting livestock, in particular, highly pathogenic avian influenza impacting dairy cattle across the U.S. And that got us thinking about diseases impacting the pork industry and impacting swine herds here in Indiana. In fact, Dr. Werling, I understand there's a brand new swine health certification program that's available called the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan. What can you tell us about that program and how it impacts Indiana's pork producers?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan. We call it U.S. SHIP for short because it is a bit of a mouthful. But it is actually a program or a plan that is modeled after what the poultry industry has done with the National Poultry Improvement Plan. It is a collaborative effort between industry, state, and federal animal health partners to develop and implement an African swine fever and classical swine fever monitored certification of our U.S. pork production operations. So essentially, its aims are to mitigate the risks of disease introduction and provide a way to demonstrate freedom of disease in support of ongoing interstate commerce and resumption of international trade if there were to be the diagnosis of one of these diseases within our U.S. pork populations. So hopefully it will help to, in the full goal or aim of that program in the long run is to minimize the effect of a trait impacting disease such as African swine fever or classical swine fever in our pork populations here in the United States. The Indiana Board of Animal Health does serve as the official state agency, which is essentially a fancy term to say that we're in charge of helping to implement and facilitate the program or administer the program in Indiana for our Indiana pork producers and packers.
And Dr. Werling, I understand that not only is this in a voluntary pilot phase, but also you and your team with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health are encouraging Indiana's pork producers to participate in the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we do think that this program is very, very valuable as it helps to and serves as one of those disease preparedness and planning initiatives. And so certainly we're hoping that this program and participation in this program for our producers and packers across the state will set the groundwork, like I mentioned, to be able to recover from some sort of trade impacting disease if that were to ever reach us here in Indiana specifically, but of course within the nation as well. And so certainly there are three essential pillars of the program, and those three things are biosecurity, traceability, and then disease surveillance. And so those three main tenets of the program are kind of what directs all the program standards and some of the items that we ask for individuals who are voluntarily choosing to participate to have. So we do have some certain, you know, biosecurity standards as part of that program, traceability, so making sure that they're keeping records of animals as they move, certainly following those state and federal guidelines as it relates to animal identification, that type of information, having a premises ID or a premises identification number for the locations of where those pigs are located. And then, of course, thirdly, disease surveillance. And so that really is just the opportunity. If we were to ever have African swine fever or classical swine fever diagnosed within the nation, to be able to provide some surveillance within this population of pigs that are participating in the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan to prove freedom from disease of those two diseases.
My guest is Dr. Kelly Werling. She's with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health and the Director of Swine Health with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. I understand that there is another program. It's called the Certified Swine Sample Collector Program. What can you tell me about that particular program and how Indiana pork producers can get involved with that as well?
So the Certified Swine Sample Collector Training Program is essentially a national swine sample collection training program that authorizes producers and animal caretakers, individuals who are located on these sites, so animal owners themselves or caretakers, like I mentioned, to be able to collect samples, you know, handle those samples and submit them to a laboratory during a disease incident or animal health emergency type scenario. And so really this program is aimed at increasing the sampling capacity, specifically specifically, of course, in Indiana, because that's what we're talking about. But certainly this is a national program, so other states are participating in this program as well. So the program is aimed to increase the sampling capacity on these swine sites so that we could quickly and without delay be able to sample, you know, a large number of farms if needed, to be able to determine if they were free from disease or if they were being, you know, impacted or affected by the disease that we're talking about during that animal health emergency or animal health incident. So the Board of Animal Health, again, helps to facilitate and administer that program in Indiana. We do keep a repository of everyone who's been trained through this certified swine sample collector training program and has become a certified swine sample collector in Indiana. And the way that producers can participate if they're interested, we really are working with our Category 2 accredited veterinarians across the state of Indiana and those who have swine experience to provide the training for individuals who are interested in becoming a certified swine sample collector. So we encourage producers to reach out to their herd veterinarians who they normally receive or utilize veterinary care for their animals, and ask them if they would like to provide the training to be able to train these individuals to become a certified swine sample collector. There is a national set of program standards that's available online at the securepork.org website that goes through, you know, the different sample types that individuals can be trained on and how to go through that training. Also has some additional resources as it relates to animal handling, biosecurity, those types of items as part of this kind of comprehensive training program to increase the sampling capacity across the nation as it relates to an animal health incident. Each individual that would become a certified swine sample collector, of course, would be authorized at the time to be able to collect those samples on behalf, essentially, of us, the Board of Animal Health. So certainly there would be kind of a trigger of which we would authorize those samples to be collected by those individuals in that manner.
And Dr. Werling, the fact that we're talking about preventative measures, the fact that we're talking about it being in the Caribbean, in Asia, but not here in the U.S., really says a lot about the hard work that's being done, not just by you and your team, but folks with, for example, the Purdue Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory, the Beagle Brigade, the USDA, APHIS, so many organizations that are working hard to really educate pork producers and to educate the public about biosecurity measures and making sure that those biosecurity measures are in place to prevent ASF from rearing its ugly head and showing up in the United States and really having a negative impact on the pork industry here in the U.S.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really speaks to the industry and, you know, their willingness and desire really to engage in these preparedness programs and initiatives because really, you know, our ultimate goal at the end of the day, first of all, is to prevent this disease from ever reaching our swine populations and causing disease in our animals. And so certainly prevention is key. And a lot of these programs, that is, you know, the main goal of them is to put some of these items in place prior to a diagnosis of these diseases and to prevent the diseases from ever getting here in the first place and impacting our animal populations in such a manner. So I really give a lot of credit to the swine industry because they've been forerunners and very progressive thinkers and willing to engage and initiate in these initiatives very early on. And so we certainly can't administer these programs if no one wants to participate in them. So a big shout out and thank you to the swine industry here in Indiana for wanting to engage, wanting to be a part of planning and preparedness, wanting to prevent disease from ever making its way into our Indiana swine populations. And then certainly wanting to be prepared if, unfortunately, disease comes to fruition and we ever have to respond. Certainly, these programs provide producers with the opportunity to voluntarily prepare ahead of time, and hopefully that makes it less impactful in the long run.
And Dr. Werling, we know that Indiana ranks among the top five for pork production in the U.S. Just glad to have these programs in place as a just-in-case insurance-type program, I guess.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of value in having these programs in place. And, you know, it gives pork producers the chance to start thinking about what a disease response might look like and how it might impact them personally prior to that disease event. And so I think that anything that we can do to work together ahead of time in what we call peacetime here at the Board of Animal Health when there's not an animal health emergency going on, is going to be just so invaluable were it ever to happen, you know, here in Indiana. So Anything producers are willing to do ahead of time to work with us and just kind of come alongside each other. Also, it helps us to build relationships with each other prior to a disease incident, right? So I don't want the first time that I meet a pork producer to be on their worst day when they've been diagnosed with one of these trait impacting diseases. So I like to be able to work with and meet people ahead of time. And these programs also afford me at least that opportunity as well.
Dr. Werling, what's the website for the Indiana State Board of Animal Health if pork producers or if folks in general want to touch base with you and your team to get some more information, not only about the Certified Swine Sample Collector Program, but also, as we talked about earlier, the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan? How can folks find the Indiana State Board of Animal Health website and get some more information from you and your team?
Yeah, so you can find us on the website at in.gov/BOAH. And that's our landing page there for the Board of Animal Health website. Within that page, there's lots of information, of course, that you can find, because certainly pigs are not the only thing that we think about here at the Board of Animal Health, but certainly many other species and animal health issues that you could find information about. But on the left-hand side, and if you're interested specifically in swine information or information as it relates to animal health and pigs, you can click on the swine or pigs link, and it'll take you directly to that page, which houses information on securing Indiana's pork supply, certainly houses information on the Certified Swine Sample Collector Training Program, as well as how to enroll in the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan here in Indiana.
Once again, Dr. Kelly Werling, Senior Director of Operations and the Director of Swine Health with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. And Dr. Werling, thank you once again for your time, and thank you for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.